What's up, guys, and welcome back to another episode of Dream a Little, the podcast that's all about helping you feel confident about your ADHD side. I'm your host, Lo, and thank you so much for listening. Today, I'm continuing on with some questions you guys had about my recent trip to see my little, which was my first time momming someone and his first time being babied. If you missed the previous episode, number 134, you got to go listen to it and hear all the details about how I make this work with my fiance, TK. So without any hesitation, let's just dive right into the questions. Okay, so first up, was finally getting hands on your baby as amazing as you thought it would be? Actually, no. It was more amazing than I thought it was going to be. I didn't realize it would be so hard to leave and it would be so natural. And, you know, getting to mommy and him in person was a complete dream come true. I loved every second of it. And, you know, it felt so good because when I was on my way there, I was feeling so anxious. I was feeling so nervous. I mean, I'm flying across the country to meet someone I've only talked to online, and that's pretty crazy. And I was going to stay with him for a couple days. So of course, like, I'm questioning things in my head. Am I even going to enjoy being a mommy in person? Am I going to like him, like, as a person? Are we going to have chemistry? These are all the questions that were going through my mind. What if I suck at being a mommy? Like, all these things. And when we finally got together and, you know, we broke the ice after the first hour and I started babying him, it was just like everything was so natural and it felt perfect. It felt like we were supposed to be doing that. It was great. So the next question that you guys had was, where did you get his cute pajamas? Okay, I get so many questions about this. If you don't already follow me on Instagram, you might not have seen it, but I got him these cute little pajamas that are blue and they have little goldfish on them and they're just so babyish. I actually got them on Amazon and I'll share a link in the show notes of this episode to the exact pair. They're actually not from an ABGL company, even though they're super babyish and cute. They come in men's sizes and I definitely recommend them. They have a bunch of different prints, but for me, I loved the little goldfish one the best. So definitely check out the show notes of this episode by going to thelittlelounge.com/135, and I will definitely link to the pajamas there. The next question that you guys had was, did you ever have an adult conversation with your little, or was he a baby the entire time? And you guys, of course we had adult conversations when I was there, and even when I'm not there, we have adult conversations all the time. He wasn't a baby 24/7 without, you know, leaving that headspace, but the majority of the time he was little for me just because, like I said earlier, you know, I flew all the way to see him, 2,600 miles, 4 hours on an airplane. Like, we talk all day, every day. We can talk when I leave, but you know what? I'm here to baby you in person. So let's make the most of the little space, and I wouldn't have it any other way. The next question you guys had was, did you let your baby use his phone during the stay? And I did. I mean, he really only tried to use his phone a couple times when we were together, and it was just briefly to check, you know, his messages. And I don't really set restrictions on that. I know, like, even for me personally, I knew that I had to have my phone near me so I can keep in touch with TK because he wanted me to check in a few times during the day. And, you know, I needed to respond to him. Like, we all have things going on. And it was just so fluid that, like, even if he needed to leave the room and check his phone really quick, he was only gone for like less than a minute. It was fine. The next question that you guys had was, did you fulfill any of your fantasies on this trip? I fulfilled most of my fantasies, actually. Let's see. I did. I spoon-fed him baby food, which was super cute because he really, really was a trooper about that. I mean, that baby food was pretty disgusting, and I mean, he really gave it his best effort. And maybe that was pretty mean of me to make him eat that. We also tried breastfeeding, which is, of course, one of my number one fantasies. I love the intimacy that comes with, you know, like something so just special, and I don't even know how to explain it. Like, it's just one of the best feelings. Of course, I got to change him, which was a huge, huge thing for me to experience in real life. I got to put him down for naps, you know, lots of diaper checks. basically all the things I've been dreaming about my entire life, I was able to realize in real life, and it was just great. And, you know, all the things that I have been dreaming about are things that I talk about and include in my Nurturing Mommy roleplay audios on Patreon. Actually, it's been great, you know, since I've been momming him. He's really been the main source of inspiration for all of my roleplay recordings. Whenever I record them, I imagine I'm with my baby, I'm talking to him, and I'm taking care of him in the moment so that they feel as real as possible. And it almost helps me kind of relive being with him. I want to make it feel like, you know, you're really with me too when I'm like, when I'm reading these role plays. So as always, I'm going to post a 90-second preview to my most recent audio role play at thelittlelounge.com/135. Be sure to check it out. The next question you guys had was, what was his nap time? So yeah, I did put him down for a nap every day at 12:30. It was so cute. I loved it. He refused to be on his own to take a nap. So of course I had to, you know, cuddle him and hold him in a dark room until he drifted off. And I played his sound, his little music. And then I had to like quietly sneak out. But the floor in our Airbnb was so creaky. So you should have seen me just like one slow step at a time, just trying to like quietly sneak out of the room. And, you know, luckily I made it out, and I would go and like pick up and prepare food and while he was napping. Cause you know, when he's awake, he's literally like attached to my hip. Like he is very clingy. He needs to be with me all the time and he needs to be held. And so that was really, nap time was really my only time to get things done and clean up around the house. And then afterwards, it was really cute when he would wake up and he'd kind of like walk out all sleepy and find me. And it's just adorable. I love it. And I really loved having like this little schedule for him, because I like everything to feel really immersive when we're together so that he can get like really deep into little space, which was something I was worried about before we got there. But you know what? He had no problem getting right into that headspace, and it made it so easy for me to get into that mommy space. The next question you guys had was, what's the biggest challenge you've faced with your little so far? And I had to think about this question a lot, because there wasn't really anything challenging except saying goodbye. It was definitely the hardest part of the whole trip. I didn't realize that it was going to be so hard. So my 2-day trip actually turned out to be 6 because I canceled my flight back home. I really didn't want to leave. And even when I did leave, it almost felt like I was abandoning him, even though I realize he's an adult and he can take care of himself. Like, I understand that, but it's like you want something your whole life and then you experience it, but it's with someone who lives so far away, and I didn't know the next time we would see each other. So I just canceled my flight and I rescheduled it after 4 extra days, and I have no regrets about it because it was just so, it was just so fun and fulfilling. The next question you guys had was, what baby things did you bring with you to baby him? So I actually flew on a budget airline because I booked my ticket pretty last minute. So I could only bring a small like JanSport backpack with me for the trip. And for that reason, I didn't bring really any baby stuff with me. However, over the past few months, I have sent him various, you know, care packages and little gifts and things. And before the trip, I sent him this box of baby things that I told him he was not allowed to open. It arrived a week before I did, so it was very hard for him to have this box without opening it, but I was so glad he did keep it a surprise. So in that box, I ordered, you know, these like cute little baby cloths for bath time and for me to wipe my hands on when I change him. There was like 4 little baby puzzles in it, which he had so much fun doing, and I had so much fun watching him. And there was also a changing mat that seriously came in handy many times throughout the whole trip. And it was just so babyish, really adds to like the whole headspace. And then there were also these little baby snack holders that are spill proof. So you have to like, they have like a little cover on them and you have to put your hand in to get like their little snacks. And it's just those little details and things that make everything feel more real. And then the last 2 things that were included in that package were a couple books. There's No Place Like Space by Dr. Seuss, and giraffes can't dance. And for those of you who follow me on Instagram stories, you know that that is my favorite book to read to him. My baby is obsessed with giraffes, and he even has his own stuffed animal named Gerard. So when I found this book and I saw that the main character, the main giraffe's name was Gerald, I knew I had to buy it for him. And so when I read it to him, instead of saying Gerald, I made it about Gerard, and I would play with his little giraffe as I read it to him. It was super fun. And it was even more perfect because he also has a little monkey named Morris, and there was a monkey in the book that looked just like him. It was just, it's actually a really good book too. If you have a little, or if you are a little, definitely check it out. The message is super cute. So that's all for today's episode. I'll continue on with more questions you guys had, and you're really curious about this trip, and I don't blame you. I would be too. So if you have any more questions, feel free to send them to me on Instagram @DaddyIWantThis, and I'll answer them soon. Thanks for listening.